The Columbus Clippers are on the air.
Well, here's a ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifts it in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. Today is the wrap-up of a six-game series at Werner Park. The Clippers taking on the Omaha Storm Chasers for the final game of what has been a long and winding series. The Clippers have won three of the first five ball games yesterday in very, very tight fashion. The Clippers came out on top by a 3-2 score. The Clippers scored the first run. Bobby Bradley walked in the second inning, and David Fry, playing catcher for the first time this year, drove him home with a double. Fry would also have a triple later on in the ballgame. Things got wonky in the late going. The Clippers gave up the lead in the seventh inning when the Storm Chasers scored two runs, but then just half an inning later, the Clippers had the lead back in their hands. Leadoff single by Mitch Tolman in the eighth was followed by Alex Call's eighth home run of the year. That made it 3-2. Omaha stranded five base runners in the last two innings. They put the first two aboard in the eighth inning, couldn't score them. In the ninth, they had a leadoff single and two walks, loaded the bases, but Anthony Castro struck out the final two batters to nail down the win. The wrap-up is coming your way on this Sunday afternoon. The starting lineups and first pitch right after this.
Hey, Columbus fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
It is a beautiful day here in Greater Omaha, Nebraska. Just about set for baseball. Let's get you the starting lineups. Brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's every piece is important. For the Clippers, it's Will Benson leading off in center field. He'll be followed by the designated hitter, Alex Call. Will Brennan bats third, plays left. And Gabriel Arias back in there today after being hit by a pitch yesterday and leaving the game. He'll play shortstop and clean up. Nolan Jones bats fifth. He's in right field. Bo Naylor, the catcher, will be the sixth hitter in the bottom third of the order for Andy Tracy's nine today. Mitch Tolman at second base, Trenton Brooks at first, and Jose Fermin at the hot corner. For the Storm Chasers, center fielder Dyron Blanco will lead things off. He'll be followed by the first baseman Nick Prato. Then Nate Eaton bats third in right field. Vinny Pasquantino is the designated hitter batting fourth, followed by Michael Massey at second base. Burr Hicklin is the left fielder. He'll bat sixth. Clay Dungan, seventh at third base. Jose Briseño will be the catcher, batting eighth. And at the bottom of the order, the shortstop, Angelo Castellano. Peyton Battenfield takes the hill for the Clippers today. He'll be opposed by Marcelo Martinez. Martinez, the left-hander, 6'2", 190-pounder, out of Reynoso, Mexico. Storm Chasers with the home white pants today, the powder blue jerseys with Storm Chasers across the chest, numbers in white on the back, matching baby blue caps with the Tornado logo on the crown. For the Clippers, it is the Road Grays, as they have worn every game this series. Navy numbers, letters, and caps. First pitch is low for ball one, and we are underway. 75 degrees, our game time temperature, sunny skies, and the wind blowing at about 15 miles per hour across the field from left to right. Next pitch to Benson is in for a called strike. Make it 1-1. Game time conditions presented by the Ohio Lottery. Be at Huntington Park for our next fantastic Friday, July 15th against the Indianapolis Indians. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Benson awaits the 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. And it is just off the inside corner, 2-1. Benson twice led off a ball game with homers in this series. Takes a breaking ball outside to make the count 3-1. He has been very, very good setting the table for the Clippers this year since being moved to the leadoff spot. 3-1 pitch. He takes. It's a called strike at the knees. Benson thought he had ball four, but the pitch caught the outside corner in the estimation of Edwin Jimenez, the home plate umpire. Now the payoff pitch, and that is apparently low for ball four. So the 3-1 pitch looked better than the 3-2 pitch, but both calls went the other way, and so Benson has ball four. And Alex Call will bat with a man at first. Marcelo Martinez making his fourth start against the Clippers. The previous three all came in August of 2021. Call takes a strike, and it's 0-1. The left-hander ready, goes into the motion, and his fastball catches the outside corner for a called strike two. His first start against the Clippers was a very good one, went 6 1/3, allowed just one run on three hits at Huntington Park back on August the 5th, 2021. He's ahead in the count here, 0-2, the next pitch. And that is high, 1-2. Then just two starts later, when the series shifted from Columbus to Omaha later on in August, he started games 1-6, and the Clippers got to him a little bit more. Throw goes to first, and Benson is back standing. Columbus tagged him for 5 runs on 7 hits in 5 innings on August 17th, and on the 22nd, Columbus got him for 3 runs on 6 hits over 4 2/3. Middle infield in double play position as Call takes a soft one downstairs to even the count at 2-2. So there have been 10 pitches and 0 swings. Next offering, there's a swing and a foul ball down the third base line. I don't know when the last time we had a ball game that featured 10 pitches before anybody swung the bat. Still 2-2, Benson with a modest lead at first base against the left-hander. Martinez stares him down, now throws to the plate, and there's a ground ball to the third baseman, and it's going to be bobbled by Dungan. He'll throw to second, not in time. Benson hustling, beats it out. That'll be an E5 on the fielder's choice. And the Clippers have 2 on, nobody out for Will Brennan. So Benson is safe on the E5. And Will Brennan, who has had a great time with runners in scoring position, stands into the left-handed batter's box. First pitch to him, a breaking ball. He jumped on it but fouled it back. Brennan, between AA and AAA this year, batting .464 with runners in scoring position. .4 Fourth most RBIs in all of minor league baseball, 61 of them in 62 games. The pitch, breaking ball outside, and Brennan wouldn't go out of the zone after it. 1-1. Brennan, the Clippers' left fielder today, has not hit lefties as well as righties, as you would expect as a left-handed batter. He's just 6-for-21 in AAA. That's a .286 batting average against southpaws, .353 against righties. The 1-1, fastball comes up and in, two balls and a strike. So Martinez has thrown eight balls, seven strikes, and he's in trouble here in the first inning. Clippers trying to capitalize. The 2-1 offering is off the inside corner, three balls and a strike. He has not thrown many fastballs, Martinez, so far. He's yet to throw a fastball to Brennan. Will he do it on 3-1? Here it comes. It is the fastball, and it's swung on and missed. Makes it 3-2. Long look in from the left-hander, bent at the waist. Now has his sign from Briseño. Peeks to second, turns and fires, and a fastball fouled back. There is not a whole lot of fast in the fastball for Martinez, 88 miles per hour. That's your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Again, the payoff, and this one's lifted high in the air to left field, not deep. Hicklin coming in. Heading out is the shortstop and the third baseman, and it'll be Clay Dungan, the third sacker, to make the catch. Oh, and they double off Will Benson at second base. Benson could not get back in time. That ball looked momentarily like it might find pay dirt, and Benson was kind of caught in between. As we take a look at the replay here, Dungan caught it down to a knee and actually hesitated before throwing to second base. And his throw was just in time to get Will Benson. So that wipes the error out. Two down and a man at first. What a boon for the Storm Chasers there. Gabriel Arias to the plate. Swings out in front of an off-speed pitch, and it's 0-1. Arias just back from the injured list yesterday. The injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Arias didn't last long in the ballgame. Here's a pickoff attempt at first on a pitch outside and just safe. Alex Call went back in awkwardly. Kind of caught between a feet first slide and a lunge step. Arias came to the plate three times. The third time he was hit on the arm and had to leave the ballgame. Saw him afterwards, said he was feeling much better, so he's back in there today. Right-handed batter. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it's swung on and fouled away. Set by Martinez. Swung on and fouled off. So Clay Dungan made an error that allowed Will Benson to reach second base and then made up for it with a very good defensive play, a catch in shallow left field, and he doubled Benson off. Martinez was in some hot water. He's one good pitch away from escaping any damage here in the first inning. Arias trying to keep it going. Swings and fouls the ball down the right field line, foul and out of play. Arias has on baby blue cleats. Actually match the Storm Chasers uniforms. The 1-2. Nubbed out in front of home plate. No, it fouled off his face. And Arias is down in the right-handed batter's box. It bounced off the plate, came up and hit him in the face, and then bounced out to the pitcher's mound. And Arias is down on the ground. Jeremy Heller is over there talking to him right now. Arias has still not gotten up off of his side. came up and got him on the right temple eye area. Oh, man, what bad luck this kid is having. Still lying on the ground, he is now up to a seated position. Can't really see Arias with Heller there talking with him, and Andy Tracy as well, the Clippers skipper. Yeah, they're going to help him up. And for the second straight day, Arias is going to walk off with the trainer. And his day is done. And let's just hope that's all that it is. Foul ball went off home plate, bounced up and hit him underneath the batting helmet, underneath the visor. Now, the good news is I was not able to see anything leaking. So hopefully no cut or anything like that, but it definitely is not what you were looking for. So we're getting a pinch hitter here, obviously. David Fry is into the on-deck circle. And so my assumption is Fry will play third base, moving Mitch Tolman to shortstop and Jose Fermin to second. But Fry, much sooner than he expected, if at all, is in this ballgame. Facing a 1-2 count, looks at a breaking ball low. Well, I don't think I have ever seen that before. I don't know if anybody's ever seen that before. Fry swings and pops a pitch back out of play. Two outs, a runner at first base. Guy comes back from the injured list one day, hit by a pitch and leaves the game that same day, gets back in the lineup the next day in his first time to the plate, leaves with injury again. Fry swings at a breaking ball, moving off the outside part of the plate. He'll go down on strikes. That strikeout will be the property of Gabriel Arias. And that brings the first inning to a close. No runs, no hits, and one man left aboard. No score after a half.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi. Oh, wow. Pause that. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Well, the Storm Chasers will bat, and as expected, the defensive alignment is David Fry at third base, Mitch Tolman at short, Jose Fermin moves to second base, Trenton Brooks still at first. The battery on the infield, Bo Naylor behind home plate, Peyton Battenfield out on the hill, Brennan, Benson, and Jones across the outfield from left to right. Gabriel Arias has left the game early for the second straight day, just after coming back from the injured list. Battenfield leads the league in innings pitched and several other categories. First pitch swinging by Dairon Blanco, and it's fouled away. Battenfield 5-4 with a .282 earned run average. He deals, and that is a called strike. Second in ERA at 2.82. Battenfield making his 15th start of the year, which is a big part of the reason why he leads the league in innings at 79 2/3. One ball, two strikes to count to Blanco. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Blanco, the first strikeout victim of Peyton Battenfield. Battenfield on the season has K'd now 53 batters in 80 innings. So he's not a high strikeout pitcher. Gets a lot of ground balls. And here at Omaha, he gets a lot of line drives right back to him. Three times this year, Battenfield has gotten line drives screamers right back to him. Here's Nick Prado. Prado takes down and in. The first baseman Prado has had a nice series offensively against the Clippers. The 1-0 pitch, and that is taken for a strike over the outside corner. A nice series, but not a dominant series. Prado hurt the Clippers badly last year. 1-1 pitch. Swings and misses here. One ball, two strikes. .234 batting average on the season with 11 home runs for Prado. Next offering is down and in, evens the count at 2-2. Power hitter with a lot of swing and miss. He has struck out 84 times this season. Next offering is a fastball high and away. Battenfield shakes, nods, kicks, and deals. And he missed over but low for ball four. Prado, as I said, 84 strikeouts. That is third in the International League. Doesn't even lead his own team. Brewer Hicklin has struck out 100 times. Mason Martin for Indianapolis has 99 strikeouts. And Prado is next on the list. But he doesn't strike out here. He draws ball four. He's aboard for Nate Eaton, who has had a great series and has hurt the Clippers. And he swings the first pitch. It's a high fly ball to right field, but playable. Nolan Jones, drifting back, makes the catch. And there are two away. This is not an easy environment in which to play the outfield because the wind is just so strong. And it hasn't really been consistent in its direction. But I really like the way Nolan Jones approached that baseball. He is looking more and more comfortable just tracking fly balls. Here's Vinny Pasquantino. Battenfield goes to work and bounces the first one in front of home plate. Good job by Naylor to take it off the chest protector and keep it out in front. So Prado has to stay at first base. One ball and nothing to Pasquantino. Another power-hitting first baseman. He is the designated hitter. Royals have two of the top first base prospects in all of baseball playing on the same team here in Omaha. They split time at first. Prado has actually played some outfield. He's only played the outfield once in this series. But the Royals at some point would love to have both of these bats at the major league level. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch from Battenfield, and it's ripped into right field. That's a base knock. Well, Jones had him played perfectly in terms of the direction as it was hit right at him. Took two hops to get out there, but Pasquantino has a base hit there at first and second now for Michael Massey.
Now that is Michael Massey.
This Storm Chasers team has some really strong offensive performers, especially recently since the promotions of Nate Eaton and this guy, Michael Massey, from AA. But they do not compare to the murderer's row they had last year. That team just dominated offensively. First pitch here is a called strike. They had 10 players last year with double-digit home runs. Here's a ball hit hard to the gap in right field, and that's going to get down for a base knock. That'll score a run. Nolan Jones comes up firing, gets it into the cutoff man quickly, but it's a double and an RBI double for Massey, who continues to hit hot since his promotion from AA. Prado scores. A walk and two hits. And the Clippers find themselves down 1-0 here in the first inning. That was a mistake pitch by Battenfield, just left it up in the zone and over the fat part of the plate. And Massey did not miss it, with Hicklin coming to the plate. I mentioned Hicklin with 100 strikeouts this year, leading the International League, or I guess you can say leading. It's the highest number. See if Battenfield can get a strikeout here to end this frame. First pitch is downstairs for ball one. Battenfield making his third start against the Storm Chasers. He lost the first one, giving up 5 runs on 7 hits over 7 innings. 1-0 is in for a called strike. And then he pitched very, very well, getting the win in game one of this tilt. 6 innings, no runs on 4 hits. He walked a man and struck out 3. No shutout today. The pitch. Hit on the ground left side. Tolman's got it. He will set his feet and make a strong throw across the diamond in time for out number 3. Hicklin is out. The Storm Chasers get a run on 2 hits. They strand a pair and lead the Clippers 1-0 after an inning here in Omaha.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Here come the Clippers, down 1-0. Nolan Jones will lead things off. Left-handed batter with tremendous power, still looking for his first home run in a series here at Werner Park, where the wind is blowing out toward the right field corner. Should give a left-handed hitter with pop a lot of help. Next offering to him on 0-1 is high, 1-1. Next pitch from Hernandez, a breaking ball, that's low. 2-1. Now the 2-1. That ball's hit high and deep to right field. Guess what? Nolan Jones has his first home run, and it is a monster. It clears the lawn out to the concourse and bounces off into a cornfield somewhere in Omaha, Nebraska. My goodness. He didn't need any help from the wind. First home run for Nolan Jones ties this ball game at one run apiece. And that ball would have cleared Nationwide Boulevard by a fair amount. Breaking ball here on the inside corner to Bo Naylor for strike one. Next pitch hit on the ground right side. Prado's got it. He'll take it to the bag himself for out number one. Now the left-handed batter here in Mitch Tolman. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch, breaking ball, strike over the outer half. Tolman takes another called strike on the inside part of the plate. Fastball for Martinez, misses inside, one and two. Martinez working quickly, delivers, and the 1-2 pitch fouled on the third base side. Again, the pitch. This one's hit on the ground to second base. Slow roller to Massey. He's got it. Throws out Tolman, two away. Here's Trenton Brooks. Brooks waits. Here's the pitch. Fastball. He jumped on it, but popped it up. Third base side, playable for Clay Dungan, fighting the sun, and he will make the catch for out number three. A massive home run from Nolan Jones. His first of the year ties the ball game at one apiece as we go to the bottom of the second at Warner Park.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment. Whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Tie ball game, one apiece here in the bottom of the second inning. Peyton Battenfield gave up a run on two hits and a walk in the first inning. Goes to work here against the Storm Chasers. And Clay Dungan, the third baseman, takes a called strike. Next pitch, that's hit high in the air down the right field line and pretty deep. It is hooking. It is a home run. Just fair. Oh, boy, that is a short porch down the line. And Dungan got just enough. And it did not hook enough to become a foul ball. 2-1. So the tie didn't last long. Fastball here is a called strike to the catcher, Jose Briseño. Next pitch downstairs. Badfield working quickly, misses inside. Badfield behind the count, 3-0, has his sign, misses way up and in for ball four. Now, Badfield has not had very good command today, walking two batters already, and when he has come over the plate, he has suffered some damage. Three hits, single, double, homer. Here's Angelo Castellano with a man at first and nobody out. Two-one Omaha. There's a square and a bunt out toward the hill. Battenfield's got it. Doesn't look to second. Throws to first. Makes it over there in plenty of time. And Castellano is out on a sacrifice. Fans, if you are listening to Clippers baseball today, driving around in your automobile, please remember to buckle your safety belt. A message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you aren't buckled up, what's holding you back? Corners in tight against Dairon Blanco. Battenfield steps off the rubber, looks to second base just to make sure that Briseño's not taking any liberties. Briseño not very fleet of foot. They want to keep him close. Blanco swings and fouls a pitch away. Oh-1 to the center fielder. He struck out to begin the ball game offensively for the Storm Chasers in the first inning. Lone strikeout so far for Battenfield. Here's his pause and his 0-1 pitch. That ball's lifted down the left field line. That's deep. And that ball will one-hop the wall. Briseño scores easily. It's a double for Blanco, and they are teeing off on Peyton Battenfield here in the early going. 3-1 Storm Chasers. Well, on a day like today where the ball is going to fly with the wind blowing, you don't want to do anything to give hitters more confidence. Right now, the Omaha Storm Chasers are feeling good. Here's Nick Prado, walked and scored in the first inning. Swings to the first pitch, skies it to center. Benson has plenty of range. He'll make the catch. Blanco tags from second base. He'll head to third. Two down now for Nate Eaton. Eaton taps the plate from the right-handed batter's box and stares out at Peyton Battenfield, who looks in for the sign, has what he wants, and now delivers. The pitch is over but low for ball one. Now Battenfield has made every start on his turn through the rotation for the Clippers this year, and by and large, he's been very good. 1-0 pitch. That's fouled away on the third base side. Only twice this year has Battenfield allowed five runs in an outing. Of course, as I mentioned, one of them did come to the Omaha Storm Chasers here back on May the 5th. Two five-run outings, one four-run outing, and everything is less than that. Soft tapper on the third base side. So 14 starts, and 10 of them he has allowed two runs or fewer, earned or otherwise. Today, already three runs have scored. The pitch. Looping line drive out to second. Caught by Fermin for out number three. Two-run score for the Storm Chasers in this inning on two hits. One man left aboard. And after a pair, it is Omaha 3, the Clippers 1.
Your truck resource. DeMaryTruck.com.
Sweet Pea, the all-purpose composted mulch and soil amendment produced by Urban Organics, is now being locally produced in Columbus. Sweet Pea will beautify landscapes and naturally balance soil chemistry. If your soil is alive, your plants will thrive. Ask for Sweet Pea at your local garden or landscape supply store like Dill's or Kurtz Brothers. Or go to SweetPeaOhio.com.
Choose climate heating and cooling where we fix it first. Visit ClimateColumbus.com.
I'm Jonathan Meenick with Edward Jones. Do you know when I hear the question, am I ready for retirement the most? When someone tells me a story of someone who cannot retire because they didn't plan ahead. Call me at 740-954-3113. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You never know when you're going to be sidelined by a work injury. I'm Stan Willis of Willis Spangler Starling. At Willis Spangler Starling, we make it our mission to listen to your concerns and discuss all your possible options and outcomes. Check us out at willisattorneys.com. That's willisattorneys.com.
Choose climate heating and cooling where we fix it first. Visit climatecolumbus.com.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Three to one, Omaha in front of the Columbus Clippers as we go to the third inning. Check the IL scoreboard brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Full slate of action on this Sunday. All these series wrapping up. Heading into an off day tomorrow. Martinez goes to work, and Jose Fermin takes a called strike on the outside corner. Louisville leading Iowa in the bottom of the eighth inning at Slugger Field, 10-5. Fermin takes a bouncer inside to even the count at 1-1. Lehigh Valley at home leading Norfolk 9-4. A lot of big run totals so far today. Top of the eighth inning at Indianapolis. It's the Indians 3 and the Memphis Redbirds 2. Fermin hits a towering fly ball to center field, but right out to Dairon Blanco. He'll make the catch, and there's one away. Bottom two at Jacksonville. The Durham Bulls just put a five spot on the board, leading 5-1 against the Jumbo Shrimp. A few finals. Worcester wins it at home against Charlotte, sneaking by the Knights 3-2. Back to the top of the order here for Will Benson, and the left-hander takes a called strike, 0-1. Rochester, 2-1 winners at home against Syracuse. Good day for the home teams. Fastball inside evens the count at 1-1. And that continued in Buffalo, where the Bisons win at 2-1 against the St. Paul Saints to move to 41-30 on the year. Next pitch inside, two balls and a strike. Coming up later on, 4:05 first pitch, Scranton Wilkes-Barre at Toledo, and 7:05 in Nashville. That shouldn't be allowed. Nashville hosting the Gwinnett Stripers. Benson swings and misses at the 2-1 pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and he fouls it away. Nashville leads the International League West Division. by a game and a half over the Columbus Clippers. These two teams have been within 2.5 games of each other for months. Benson takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Clippers have been in second place most of the year. They were in first place for quite a while early. They split the first series of the season against Lehigh Valley, then ran off 6 in a row against Syracuse. Actually won 7 in a row total. Here's a swing and a miss for strike 3. And Benson is put away. And excuse me, it was actually 9 straight wins. They won the last 2 against Lehigh Valley, swept Syracuse, beat Indianapolis in the first game of the series. The Clippers were 10-3 and in first place. But they fell to second place on April the 30th. They have not been back in first since. Here's Alex Call, and he swings at the first pitch and skies it to center field. Blanco again drifts in a couple of steps, and he'll make the catch. And the Clippers go 1-2-3. They trail 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the third here in Omaha, Nebraska.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Vinny Pasquantino to lead things off for the Omaha Storm Chasers in the bottom half of the third inning. Peyton Battenfield will try and work his first scoreless frame of the ball game. Gave up a run on 2 hits in the first, 2 runs on 2 hits in the second, walked a batter in each inning. First pitch here to Pasquantino. It's a little bit outside for ball 1. Command has been a problem for Battenfield today. Throws this pitch over, but a little bit low. Battenfield doesn't walk many. He's not an extremely low walk pitcher, but 24 in 80 innings coming into play today. Misses outside here. 3 balls and nothing to Pasquantino. He walked Prado in the first inning, and it looked like they were just trying to stay away, 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 and he couldn't nibble the corner. Here's one right down Main Street for a called strike to Pasquantino. Then he walked Jose Briseño, the catcher, an 8-hitter on 4 straight pitches, and you're not trying to avoid him. 3-1 pitch, breaking ball, and a good one for a called strike over the outer half. Make it 3-2. Right back to it. Here's a swing and a ground ball to first base. That's fair, and it'll be fielded by Trenton Brooks. He was over guarding the line, and it's a good thing he was. The ball was hit essentially right to him. And Pasquantino is out 3 unassisted. We talked about this yesterday when the Storm Chasers had a couple of big hits in critical moments that beat the Clippers shift. Far more often than not, setting up your defense according to the spray charts will get you outs that you otherwise wouldn't have had, and that's one of them right there. Good battle back there from Battenfield to fall behind Vinny Pasquantino 3-0. Come back to get him out. Here's Michael Massey. First pitch to him is in there for a called strike. The next coming from Battenfield. High and away, 1-1. And the way that ball was hit by Pasquantino, under normal circumstances, a first baseman playing 10 feet off the line, that's a double into the corner. Here's the 1-1. Swinging and missing is Massey. Boy, he was way out in front of that off speed. The 1-2 pitch. Off the outside corner, 2-2. The pitch. Breaking ball just got a piece. Still 2-2. Well, how about this for baseball? The New York Yankees are easily the most dominant team in baseball this year in terms of pitching, hitting, defense. They do it all. They do it all better than anybody else. Here's a pitch outside, 3-2. And yet, they have now been held scoreless for the longest stretch, tied for it, in the expansion era since 1961. 16 straight innings the Yankees haven't scored. 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed, a breaking ball down and in, and Massey swings over top for strike three. Second K for Battenfield. Baseball is the weirdest game. A team that has been on pace for an historic record. They're on a pace to win more games than anybody in baseball history during the regular season. Coming into the weekend. And now they set a record for offensive futility that goes back to 1961. 1-0 pitch. Strike called on the outside corner to Brewer Hicklin. The 1981 Dodgers. The 1973 A's. Now, those are both pretty good teams. Here's a swing and a high fly ball to left. Brennan back at the edge of the warning track. Plenty of room. Now comes drifting in toward the gap. He had to chase it a ways to make the catch for out number three. Storm Chasers are held scoreless. We go to the fourth inning. It is a 3-1 Omaha advantage.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hey, Columbus fans. America's Pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
O'Reilly. Get ready for summer vacation now at O'Reilly Auto Parts with up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With the power, performance, and reliability your vehicle demands, Superstart batteries are made to deliver long life and consistent starts. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We go to the top of the fourth inning. Clippers trailing 3-1. Talking about the New York Yankees, held hitless for 16 consecutive innings, tied for the longest stretch since the expansion era in 1961. I mentioned the teams that they were tied with, 81 Dodgers, 73 A's. Those teams, of course, both won the World Series that year. And the Yankees are hoping that they will join them, and our long national nightmare is over as the Yankees have a hit, and it comes in the way of a home run from Giancarlo Stanton. Will Brennan at the plate, swings and misses at the 1-1. And it's a ball and two strikes. Martinez deals. That ball shot down the left field line. It's slicing. It's a fair ball. It will go to the corner. And Brennan will go all the way to second base with a leadoff double. The Yankees were, of course, no hit yesterday by the Houston Astros. And then they got through six innings today without a hit before Stanton's home run in the seventh. So Brennan at second base, and here is Mitch Tolman. First pitch to him is, David Fry, rather, batting here. Tolman. Started the day at second base, now playing shortstop as Fry came in to bat for Arias, who fouled that ball off of his eyebrow area, cheek area, not entirely sure where it got him. He and Jeremy Heller walked from the Clippers dugout out to the clubhouse, and you have to walk out through the left field gate to get to the clubhouse here at Warner Park for both teams. Two balls, no strikes to Fry. The pitch just off the outside corner. David Fry yesterday was the Clippers catcher for the first time this year. He's no stranger to the backstop position. He's caught more games than he's played anywhere else defensively in his career. 3-0 pitch to him, and he takes ball four. Yesterday, Fry had a double and a triple. RBI double his first time up, and that was the first time a Clippers catcher had had a multi-hit game in a long, long time. Brian Labastida, now on the injured list, was two for his last 19. Since he went on the injured list, before yesterday, Clippers catchers had only one hit. And that was Bo Naylor a couple of days ago. Here's Nolan Jones. Last time up, Jones hit a 438-foot home run to right field. His first homer of the year. Looks at a breaking ball here. That's low for ball one. This is his 12th run batted in. Jones batting 298 since being activated off of the injured list. Marcelo Martinez has his sign, peaks to second, now fires. A breaking ball popped up, third base side. That will reach the seats. Boy, it was very nice to see Nolan Jones connect with that baseball. He's got that kind of power. Wind or no wind. Clippers down 3-1. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball that stayed up out of the zone. 1-2 now to Jones. Brennan the lead runner, Fry the trailer. They represent the tying runs. Jones waits, here's the pitch, and it is low. Good job there by Jose Briseño to smother it. Keeping the runners at first and second base. 2-2. Top of the fourth. Omaha scored a run in the first. Clippers answered with the Jones homer. Then two more runs for the Storm Chasers in the second to go up 3-1. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground right side. Glove there by Prado, and he throws it into left field. That ball was nowhere near anybody. A run scores as Brennan comes around. That'll be a second fielder's choice error. Boy, that ball, there had to be, I don't know, a clot of dirt or something on the baseball for it to get away from Prado that badly. He didn't throw it over the defender's head at second base. It came nowhere near second base. So it's a fielder's choice for Jones. Brennan scores. Fry stays at second on the E3. First pitch to Bo Naylor. That's a called strike. Next pitch, that is just below the knees. Next offering, breaking ball in the dirt. So two balls and one strike to the Clippers catcher, Naylor. Naylor is 2-for-16 to start his AAA career, has an RBI, has walked a couple of times. Grounded to first base, his first time up. Chance for a big inning here for the Clippers. Still nobody out, runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. Big slow curve, fouled out of play. Nice crowd for this Sunday afternoon here at Warner Park. A lot of folks out in the lawn seats, and there is a ton of lawn seating. Stretches all the way from the right field foul pole to straightaway left field corner. There's a ball hit high and deep to right field, and that ball is going out of here. Bo Naylor crushes one. That ball might have gone as far as the one Nolan Jones hit. It clears the berm, it clears the concourse, rolls down the hill, and off into the Omaha afternoon. Three-run home run for Bo Naylor, and the Clippers have a 5-3 lead. First AAA homer for Bo Naylor, and he got every bit of it. That ball was more towards right center field than Jones' blast. Here's Mitch Tolman. He swings and misses at a curveball, 0-1. Well, I'll say this for Marcelo Martinez. He doesn't give up cheapies. Here's a called strike, 0-2. My word. Next pitch. And that one finds the bat. Tolman made only about a third of a swing. Baseball bearing in on him. Hit off the handle of the bat. Foul ball, still 0-2. Next pitch, breaking ball. That's low and away. Well, you figured coming into play today, the way the wind was blowing out toward the right field corner, there's going to be a good day for left-handed batters. The Clippers have a lot of lefties in the order today. Here comes the 1-2. And it is a called third strike on a generous inside corner. Tolman has some parting words for the home plate umpire as he walks back to the dugout. That is out number one. Another left-handed batter here in Trenton Brooks. Brooks has one home run on the season, a .256 batting average. He swings, and it's a ball to right field. That's going to get down for a base knock. Nate Eaton over to cut it off. That will keep Brooks to a single. Here is Jose Fermin. Time called. Pitching coach Dane Johnson will head to the mound to have a word. Jose Fermin has struggled against left-handers this year, just a .167 batting average. Five hits, but two of those hits are home runs. Fermin has five home runs on the year, including a grand slam here in Omaha. But since that grand slam, that was way back on May the 4th, Fermin has 83 at-bats and only one extra base hit. Talked about his playing time being a little bit sporadic, and well, you hope Gabriel Arias is okay after leaving the game here in the very first inning. And if he is, and he can get back in there when the Clippers head on to Des Moines, Iowa, Fermin's playing time is likely going to take another hit. He's in there as the pitcher is ready. Martinez delivers a breaking ball. Check swing. Did he go? No. One ball, no strikes to the Clippers' second baseman. Fermin started at third base today. Well, He was going to be at third base anyway. Never went out there defensively. Swings here and pops it up. Back of second base, Massey. Fighting the sun, fighting the wind, and oh my goodness! Massey lost it, but Prado saved him. Nick Prado, the first baseman, just flashed into the picture out of nowhere and made a sliding catch on the infield grass. That ball was actually starting on the shortstop side of second base. Angelo Castellano didn't know where it was. Massey was fighting the sun with his glove and obviously never saw it. It looked like he was tracking it to try and make the catch, but in retrospect, he had looked up into the sun, got that flash, and couldn't see it. And Prado at the last moment must have heard, "I don't have it, I don't have it." And he had the proper angle, not looking into the sun, coming from first base, and he raced over and made the catch for out number two. That's going to do it for Marcelo Martinez. The skipper is out. Scott Thorman will take the baseball, and we will have a pitching change here at Warner Park. The Columbus Clippers have scored four runs in this fourth inning. Bo Naylor with a three-run home run, and the Clippers have a 5-3 lead. We'll be back after these words.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove Peanuts to Clancy's Pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Top of the order here for the Clippers. Marcelo Martinez goes through him twice, allows five runs, and he will make way for Joel Piamps. Piamps on a major league rehab assignment. 6'2", 225-pounder out of Santiago in the Dominican Republic. He's 28 years of age. Royals got him via trade from the Toronto Blue Jays, making his second appearance in this series. Piamps pitched a perfect inning of relief the other day. Right-hander going through his final warm-up tosses. He had to get ready in a hurry out in the bullpen as the top of the fourth came unraveled pretty quickly for Marcelo Martinez. Brennan started the inning with a double. David Fry walked. Nolan Jones reached on a fielder's choice with an error. So Fry's run will be unearned. Bo Naylor hit a three-run home run. Here's a pitch in the dirt, gets away, and Brooks thought about second base, but hesitated, and then once he hesitated, he made the right decision. Let's just get back to first. Don't put yourself in a bad position. Will Benson ahead in the count, one ball, no strikes. Benson has two of the three true outcomes today. Walked in the first inning, struck out in the third. If he can get the third of the three true outcomes right here, that would be just fine. Swings and misses. He was trying for that home run, but he comes up empty, 1-1. When the ball jumps out to right field, left-handed batters start licking their chops. Here comes the 1-1. And it is a little bit low, two balls and a strike. 5-3, Clippers on top. Already two lead changes in this ball game. 2-1. And that is over but low. Briseño did everything in his power to frame that one up into the strike zone. Subtly enough for Edwin Jimenez to make the strike call, but he didn't get it. 3-1. The pitch. Fastball low for ball four. So Benson, three trips to the plate, has not put a ball in play, but he's reached twice. Here's Alex Cole. Benson now has the same number of walks as hits this year. 51 hits, 51 walks. And of those 51 hits, a large number have gone for extra bases. He has 24 extra base hits, so nearly half. Alex Cole, the ninth Clipper to bat here in the fourth inning, comes up with two on and two outs and four runs in. Here's the pitch. Piamps delivers, and it's torched to left field. That's going to be a fair ball. One run will score. Benson heading for third base. He'll be held there on the double from Alex Cole. RBI two-bagger drives in Trenton Brooks, and the Clippers now up 6-3. They've batted around here in the fourth inning. Brings up Will Brennan. Brennan popped up to shallow left field first time up and then had a double and a run scored in the fourth. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher, Piamps. Two runners in scoring position. And Benson swings and misses at the first pitch. It was diving out of the zone. Brennan has been great with runners in scoring position. I told you he had a 460-plus batting average with runners in scoring position. With runners in scoring position and two outs, it's 516. Takes the next pitch on the outside corner. So he's down in the count 0-2. It'll be a battle here to try and get something against Piamps. Good speed on the bags. A base hit should score them both. The 0-2. Slap foul down the left field line. Brennan digs back in. Iams has his sign. Briseño sets the mitt on the inside corner. Check of the runner at third. Now the pitch, and it's hit to right field. A base knock. One run is in. Here comes another. Sliding stop by Eaton in right will hold Brennan to a single. But how about this kid? On the season, runners in scoring position, two outs. He gets a hit more often than not. Unbelievable. .17/.32 with runners in scoring position and two outs this year. Huge inning for the Clippers. They have scored seven runs and they lead 8-3. Here's David Fry for the second time this inning. Fry walked and scored an unearned run in the fourth, or the first time through here. Next pitch, swing and looping line drive into center field for a base knock. He was out on his front foot, held the hands back long enough, and his single will send Brennan to third base. Just what the doctor ordered here for the Columbus Clippers. There is activity for the Storm Chasers in the bullpen. Piamps on a rehab assignment. Certainly on something of a pitch limit, Colin Snyder is warming up out there as Nolan Jones strides to the plate. Jones homered in the second, a moonshot. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth inning and scored. Trying to reach again in the fourth inning. Takes a fastball for a strike on the inside corner at 94 miles per hour. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Runners on the corners and two away. Piamps from the belt. Kicks and fires. And it's fouled down the left field line. Well out of play. 0-2. Two runs have scored here against Piams, both unearned. 0-2 pitch, slow roller, first base side. Prado comes to get it. Underhand feed to Piams, who just barely beats Jones to the bag for out number three. But a huge inning for the Clippers. Seven runs on six hits. One costly error for the Storm Chasers. And the Clippers lead 8-3 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Well, things look very different for Peyton Battenfield than when he last towed the rubber. Comes out for the fourth inning with a five-run lead. Clippers scored seven runs in the fourth. Bottom third of the order due up here. Clay Dungan homered, pulling one down the right field line. His first time up against Battenfield, takes a curveball for a called strike. Battenfield, after giving up the home run and an RBI double to Dyron Blanco, has put away five in a row. He misses the outside corner and evens the count at 1-1. Next pitch, check swing, fouled away. Clippers have hit two mammoth home runs today. Nolan Jones, Bo Naylor, both left-handed batters off a left-handed pitcher. Both shots about 440 feet. Next pitch, hit on the ground to second base. Fermin is there. His throw to first is in time for out number one. So Dungan put away. Brings up Jose Briseño. The catcher walked and scored back in the second inning. Briseño still hasn't seen much playing time for the Storm Chasers, just 40 plate appearances. First pitch to him is a strike called on the outside corner, 0-1. Six in a row retired now for Battenfield. Clippers have given him some cushion, leading 8-3. Next pitch is high, 1-1. Shift to the pull side against the right-handed batter. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And it is up under the hands. Two balls and a strike. Now, fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it with Scotts. Let's get to the yard. There's a pop-up. Third base side. Giving it a look is Bo Naylor, but it's out of play. It is just a perfect day here in Nebraska. Mid-70s. Just a few white wispy clouds floating around out beyond the left field wall. The wind is screaming out to right field. That has helped a few balls get out of here. Here's a swing and a pop-up. Third base side, David Fry right in his tracks will make the catch. Two down.
The shortstop, number 17, Antonio
Here is Angelo Castellano, laid down a sacrifice bunt in the two-run Omaha second inning. Righty-righty matchup. The first pitch from Battenfield. Misses low and inside for ball one. Next pitch. Swung on and missed. Battenfield working quickly. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Clippers trying to take four out of six in this series to even the season series against the Storm Chasers. Battenfield's next offering is popped up first base side. A long run for Trenton Brooks into foul territory. Bo Naylor over as well. They'll both run out of room as that one hits off the roof of the Clippers' dugout. Making it one ball, two strikes. Omaha took four out of six when the Clippers were in town in May, and the Clippers, I know, feel like they gave away a few of those ball games. In their four losses, they had leads in three of them. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch is off the inside corner, 2-2. Omaha got a walk-off grand slam from Jimmy Govern in one of those games. There's a ground ball to third. Two hops to Fry. His throw to first is true and in plenty of time to cut down Castellano, and that's the second straight 1-2-3 inning for Peyton Battenfield. Clippers in good stead here, leading 8-3 as we go to the fifth.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hey, you see Tony's face?
Yeah, he's using one of them Dollar Shave Club six-blade razors with six stainless steel blades for a close shave.
His face is as smooth as a river rack.
Smooth as a nice olive oil.
Like a bowling ball.
Like silk pajamas.
Like a seal down at the aquarium.
Like a ball of wax.
Wax job?
Hey, no one said nothing about a wax job, okay? Quit being a wise guy.
Dollar Shave Club. For a noticeably smooth shave, find us in stores and at dollarshaveclub.com.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Clippers batting in the top of the fifth inning, leading 8-3 against the Omaha Storm Chasers. Seven-run fourth inning. Joel Piamps back on the hill. Gets a swing and a foul ball back. Bo Naylor had a three-run home run in the fourth that traveled 462 feet. Next pitch, swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's mitt, make it 0-2. So the Clippers have two home runs today. They have traveled a combined 900 feet. 0-2. Off the outside corner, fastball from Piamps. Nolan Jones hit one 438. And Naylor with the 462. Piamps ready. He deals. And a breaking ball bends around the outside corner. Good take there from Naylor. That was going to be a close one, and he let it go by. Two balls and two strikes. Now the offering. Fastball hit right back out to the mound. One hop. And Piamps has it. Throws to first in time for the out. Here's Mitch Tolman, 0-2. In a strange bit of irony, Mitch Tolman is the only Clippers left-handed batter in the lineup today who has positive reverse splits, hitting better against lefty pitching than righties, and he is the only Clippers left-hander that did not reach against the left-handed starter Marcelo Martinez. The 1-0 swung on and fouled away. Will Benson walked in the first inning. Will Brennan had a double in the fourth. Nolan Jones homered, Bo Naylor homered, and Trenton Brooks had a base hit. Next offering is lifted high in the air on the left side. Hicklin over toward the line, still racing after it. It's going to fall for a fair ball on the warning track, and Tolman cruises into second base with a double. He'll be aboard with one down. Hicklin had a ton of ground to cover. And as the ball came down, it actually hit on the foul line, which is a permanent structure here. On the warning tracks, I believe it's a wooden structure on the infield. And actually in the outfield, they change it to a paint stripe. But as it came down right on the chalk, it kicked hard to the left and almost bounced over the retaining wall. Piamps day is done. Omaha is going to go to the bullpen, so we will step away. Tolman's double is the end of the day for the rehabbing right-hander. It's a pitching change here in Omaha. We'll tell you about it after this. Clippers 8 and Storm Chasers 3 in the top of the fifth.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi. Oh, wow. How's that? Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
New pitcher on for the Storm Chasers, Sam Freeman. Freeman's made just a couple of appearances for the Storm Chasers this year. 1-0, has not allowed an earned run or any runs over 2 1/3 innings. No hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Freeman coming back off of Tommy John surgery. Coming back, in fact, off of his second Tommy John surgery. Longtime major leaguer with 271 career appearances in the big leagues. Lefty-lefty matchup here with Trenton Brooks at the plate and a runner at second base. First pitch breaking ball, check swing. They will appeal down the third baseline. No swing, says Ben Phillips. So it's 1-0 to Brooks. He's 1-for-2 today with a single and a run scored. 8-3 Clippers, top of the fifth inning. Wrap up of this 6-game series on a beautiful day in Middle America. 1-0 pitch. That ball's hit a ton high in the air to right field. The wind is pushing it. It is back, and it is gone! Just over the right field wall. Nate Eaton got back to the warning track, kept drifting, kept looking, kept drifting, and finally slumped his shoulders as the ball got over the wall. Trenton Brooks with a 2-run home run, his second tater of the year, and the Clippers lead it now 10-3. Second baseman, number 6, Jose Hernandez.
That one goes 360 feet, much shorter than the two previous home runs, but it got out of here with a high arcing drive. Here's Jose Firmino for a couple. Freeman misses down and in with the fastball. So that's the first hit and the first run allowed by Freeman. Next pitch, Fermin pops it up on the infield. Castellano tracking it. Massey, the second baseman, watching it as well. It'll be Castellano to make the catch right in front of the second base bag. Two down, bases empty. Back to the top of the order for Will Benson. Benson 0 for 2, but has walked twice. Takes high for ball one. Benson batting just .235, but his on-base percentage is one of the tops in the International League at .395. Takes a breaking ball here, in for a called strike. The Clippers have three of the top five on the IL's leaderboard in on-base percentage. Alex Call leads everybody at .409. Benson third. And Mitch Tolman, fifth, coming into play today. One pitch to Benson is out of the zone, 2-1. Freeman working quickly, delivers a curve, and that is outside. Three balls, one strike. Benson has the same number of walks as hits this year, 51 of each. Freeman goes to work, and he walks him. So now more walks than hits for Benson on the season. Here is Alex Call, as mentioned. He is on base at a higher rate than any qualifier in the International League this year. RBI double and a run scored in the 7-run Clipper fourth inning. First pitch to him, he swings and foul tips it into the catcher's mitt, 0-1. Next pitch outside, good backhand grab by the catcher, Jose Briseño, to keep that one from going to the backstop. N3, Clippers on top. Freeman with a long pause now delivers. And a ball popped up in a shallow right field. Massey drifting over and will make the catch. That'll do it for the Clippers. Two runs score. Mitch Tolman's double followed by Trenton Brooks' second home run of the season. 10-3 Clippers halfway through regulation frames.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere.
No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Clippers lead by 7 as we go to the bottom half of inning number 5. Top of the order due up for the Storm Chasers. Peyton Battenfield has put down 8 in a row following an RBI double by this man, Daron Blanco. The RBI double for Blanco was his 4th two-bagger of the season. Takes a called strike on the outside corner. It was his 17th run batted in, and at the time, it gave Omaha a 3-1 lead, but it's been all Clippers ever since. 9 unanswered runs. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Blanco struck out in the first inning, so he's 1-for-2. Battenfield goes to work. And a ground ball left side through, splitting David Fry and Mitch Tolman. Leadoff single for the speedy center fielder. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools and earlier access to your pay, along with extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Cleveland Guardians trying to avoid a sweep at the hands of the Boston Red Sox at Progressive Field, and right now, it doesn't look so hot. Bottom of the 8th inning, Guardians batting and trailing 6-2 against the boys from Beantown. The Bostons, as Ernie Harwell used to call them. First pitch to Nick Prado is low for ball one. 7-run ball game. Most days that feels pretty comfortable. But not here and not against this team. Omaha has a lot of left-handed power in their lineup, including this guy, Prado, who takes outside. 2-0. Top of the 9th inning, Astros and Yankees are now tied 3 apiece. Tuve started the ball game with a home run, his 15th of the year. Here's a swing and a miss out in front of the off-speed Prado, 2-1. Giancarlo Stanton ended 16 straight hitless innings for the Yankees with a homer, his 17th of the year. DJ LeMahieu has followed with his 7th, and they are tied in the 9th inning at 3 at Yankee Stadium. Battenfield's 2-1 pitch off the inside corner, 3-1. Rays at home leading the Pirates 4-2. Pirates down to their final out, and they've just made it. That ball game is over. Rays win it 4-2. Top 9 in Chicago. Orioles likewise down to their final hacks, trailing 4-1 against the Pale Hose. Here's a strike on the outside corner, 3-2. In Minnesota, the Twins leading the Rockies 5-3. That game in the bottom of the 7th inning. Top 9 at Kansas City, parent club of these Omaha Storm Chasers, trailing the visiting Oakland Athletics 4-3. Here's the payoff. Hard ground ball foul on the first base side. We'll do it again. Brewers pounding the Blue Jays today. Same score we have right here. It is the Brewers 10, the Blue Jays 3. Rowdy Tellez with 2 homers for the Brew Crew. Battenfield ready. Again, throws the payoff pitch to Prado, and it's fisted up in the air into shallow left field, racing over Tolman. The shortstop makes the catch for out number 1. In one of the better rivalries in all of sports that flies under the radar for some, the Cubs and Cardinals are tied at 5 apiece in the bottom of the 6th inning in St. Louis. The Redbirds have 3 home runs today. Goldschmidt, Donovan, and Yepes have all gone yard, but they need more. In a 5-5 ball game. Bottom of the 6th in Texas. It's all Nationals, 6-0. Time called here as Peyton Battenfield gets a new baseball from the home plate umpire. Not sure why that happened, but Edwin Jimenez walked halfway out to the mound to exchange the baseballs. Reds and Giants scoreless in the 3rd in San Francisco. Top 2 in L.A. The Angels and Mariners no score. Tigers trying to sweep the Diamondbacks, lead 2-0 in the desert in the bottom of the 2nd inning. Next pitch is a line drive, foul on the third base side. Boy, that one had a lot of hook to it. Nate Eaton off the bat looked like he had an extra base hit, but it came down just foul. 0-1. Arizona is 9 games under 500, so they're not having a great season. But if you get swept by the Tigers, Torrey Lovello's club may need to reevaluate itself. Padres leading at home against the Phillies in the second, 1-0. And one final from earlier, the Marlins sneak by the Mets at home, 3-2. The late show tonight, the Dodgers at the Braves. That'll be a 7:08 Eastern time first pitch. Clippers hope to be well on their way to Iowa by then. There's a ground ball to first base. Trenton Brooks has it. He'll throw to second for the out. Fermin will not relay. It was a bit of an awkward exchange. So the Clippers will get the lead man. And the fielder's choice against Eaton goes 3-4. I think that more than anything else in the actual implementation of defense is one of the things that the shift has affected. I don't want to say change necessarily, but Vinny Pasquantino fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. When you think about plays at second base that could be double plays, I think players still aren't quite sure of the route and the communication about who's going to take the throw, and there are two defenders close to second base. A lot of that is still being worked out. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is over but low. Prior to the ubiquitous shift, defenders knew where they were going to be and knew where their defensive partners were going to be. And you saw a lot more in the way of smooth transitions, trying to get double plays. Here's the 1-1. And it is hit high in the air down the right field line. Does it stay fair? That's the only question. It is a foul ball. It was hit a ton. Pasquantino hit it out to the pavilion where folks congregate under a big tarp, not a tarp, a big tent. Stay out of the sun, and that ball hit on the concourse and bounced right in to the Hy-Vee Pavilion down there in the right field corner, but foul. So it's a ball and two. Bo Naylor out to the mound to have a word with Peyton Battenfield about what they want to do here. Now, Pasquantino, with 18 home runs, has the second most in the International League. He's driven in more runs than anybody. In fact, 67 RBIs a couple of days ago was the most in all of baseball, Major League or Minor League. He's 1-for-2 with a single. The pitch. Over but low, 2-2. Now, I mentioned earlier, a 7-run lead. Obviously, you feel good about it, but the ball game is not over because of the lineup you're facing and the environment in which you are playing. Battenfield's 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Full count. So the runner at first, Eaton, will be in motion. Jose Fermin playing well over toward the right field line in about 30 feet into the outfield grass. Time is called now by the batter just before the pitch. It's an odd triangle shift in that there are three defenders on the right side, but Mitch Tolman, the shortstop, is behind the second base bag and playing in shallow center field. He's 10 feet into the outfield grass. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch. It's inside. None of that defense matters as Pasquantino draws the walk. And that'll bring up Michael Massey, who has an RBI double today in two official trips to the plate. Guardians got a run in the eighth inning, but still trail the Red Sox as the Red Sox bat in the top of the ninth inning. It's a 6-3 ball game. Jose Ramirez has three hits on the day, 3 for 4 with a run scored. He's now batting .303 on the season. Andrés Giménez with a multiple hit game. He's 2 for 3, batting .318. Now, Jose Ramirez is a lock for the All-Star game, but Andrés Giménez is a guy who should garner some pretty serious consideration. Playing second base again today, he is an outstanding defender. All things being equal, with complete independent thought, he should probably be the everyday shortstop for the Guardians. But Amed Rosario is manning that position more days than not. And Rosario is hitting. He's batting .275 with some pop. Hit his first home run the other day, but a lot of extra base hits. First pitch here is a called strike to Massey after a meeting on the mound with the pitching coach, Rigo Beltran. Battenfield delivers, and an excuse-me check swing fouled on the third base side. There is activity for the Clippers in the bullpen. Right-hander Nick Michalacic throwing. This could well be Battenfield's last batter. He's at 85 pitches. So the pitch total is not extremely high. But for trying to make his way through five innings, Battenfield has had to throw a lot of pitches per inning. Ahead 0-2, the pitch. Smack to right field. That is going to get down and score a run, at least one. Benson gets to it. Fires into the cutoff man. That'll be an RBI double for Massey. His second run batted in. His second double. Comes on an 0-2 pitch. Scores Eaton. Pasquantino to third. And brings up Brewer Hicklin. We'll see what Andy Tracy does here. You know he wants to get him through this fifth inning to qualify for the win. Now a 10-4 ball game. Battenfield looks like he will face Hicklin. Hicklin is 0-for-2 against the Clippers starter today. The ground out to the shortstop. And a fly out to left field. He swings here and hits a high fly ball to left. Back on it is Benson, and he'll make the catch on the edge of the warning track for out number 3. Hicklin gave it a ride. If the wind was blowing out to left, it probably goes. But instead, it's blowing out to right field tonight, and that is out number 3. One run, 2 hits, 2 men left, and 5 in the books. It's an official ball game, and the Clippers lead at 10-4.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
And now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
Washington Post on Friday had a big headline that said NFL will argue for significant suspension for Deshaun Watson. I don't know what significant means, because, and I don't know the last time significant was ever used in somebody being suspended. Is it like DeAndre Hopkins? Did he get a significant suspension or just a suspension? A significant one feels like maybe the season. But if you're the Cleveland Browns, you had to play this out in your mind. Worst case scenario, best case scenario. Are we looking at 4 games best case, a year worst case? And maybe, you know, that's where you start. And now you have a new collective bargaining agreement, and the commissioner does not make the ruling. But when it's appealed, it goes to the commissioner.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Love this song. I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
.10-4 Clippers lead as we go to the sixth inning. Beautiful sunny day. And, of course, the scoreboard looks great. Sam Freeman continuing his outing. Freeman faced 4 Clippers in the fifth inning, gave up a home run to the first man he faced. Will Brennan to lead things off. He is already 2-for-3 today with a run scored and 2 batted in. He fouls away the first pitch 0-1. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch is a breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. Brendan down in the count, 0-2. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball outside. One ball, two strikes. I have not looked into other games around the International League or the Pacific Coast League in AAA, but we are in the midst of a stretch of Clippers games as Brendan pops one up on the third base side. Dungan into foul territory, won't get there. It falls to the warning track. Count stays 1-2. We are in a stretch right now of Clippers games that, when you look at the time of game, is very much 2021 and not so much 2022. Pace of play initiatives had an immediate effect when enforcement went into place on April 15th. Here comes the 1-2 pitch again, well outside, 2-2. The Clippers, on the first day of the enforcement, actually played a 3-hour, 22-minute game, but it was a 15-12 slobber knocker against the Syracuse Mets. Here comes the 2-2, and it's hit on the ground out towards second base. Backhand grab by Massey, turns and throws to first in time for the out. After that game, the Clippers did not play another 9-inning game that went 3 or more hours until May 1st against Louisville when they played a 3-0-2 affair. Over the past handful of series, game times have crept back up. Here's David Fry. This is a called strike on the inside corner. Against the St. Paul Saints, the Clippers played only one game that took less than 2 hours and 46 minutes. So 5 of the 6 were longer than that. And in this series, the Clippers have played only one game so far that has been less than 2 hours and 54 minutes. So essentially 3-hour ball games in 4 of the previous 5. The lone exception was on Thursday when the Clippers and Storm Chasers played a 5-3 game in 2 hours and 34 minutes. We are on pace here to be well over 3 hours on a day where the Clippers have put a lot of runs up on the board, and the Storm Chasers have already scored 4. Fry swings and hits the 2-1 pitch down the left field line. That'll get in for a base hit. Fry rounds first, heads for second. He'll be in with a one-out stand-up double. Fry with his second hit of the ball game and as Dante once said, I'm not even supposed to be here today. Fry was not in the starting lineup, but came to the plate in the first inning to finish off Gabriel Arias' at-bat. Here's Nolan Jones. Jones swings to the first pitch, hits it on the ground to third base. Dungan with a good stop on an in-between hop, throws to first, and Prado has to make a good catch as the ball short-hopped him. Good defensive glove work on both ends. Not a great throw from Dungan, but it retires Nolan Jones 5-3, and Fry stays put at second base. ...10-4, Clippers on top. Two away for Bo Naylor, 1-for-3 with a monster home run. The pitch. That's a fastball low. Now, I think those game times are not necessarily a function of, I mean, they're still enforcing the pitch clock, generally speaking. So I don't think it's a function of that. The 1-0 is a strike. The throw back down to second base, and the throw is actually into the runner and dropped by the second baseman, Massey. So Fry is in safely. 1-1 count. I think we've just seen a ton of deep counts, a lot of strikeouts. In fact, Omaha had a huge strikeout game yesterday, and that takes time. Clippers struck out 17 Storm Chasers yesterday. A lot of strikeouts, a lot of walks. Those take time, and we have seen on a couple of occasions an adjustment from pitchers.
Here's a ball fouled on the first base side. Still 1-2. Pitchers are coming set earlier with runners on base and using the remainder of the pitch clock to hold runners, but also to maybe try and freeze the batters a little bit. Freeman delivers, and a breaking ball is outside. So, you know, anytime there's a rule change, there's an adjustment period, and then people start to figure out how to strategize within those rules and sometimes game the system. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, a runner at second base. Freeman has his sign, throws, and misses in the dirt. This one gets away, but Fry made a hop step toward third base and thought better of it, so he stays put. The count's full. Coming set and holding for the duration of the pitch clock is not gaming the system, but it is a strategy. The longer a batter stays there in the batter's box awaiting a pitcher's delivery, the less comfortable he becomes. And so the pitcher trying to gain an advantage that way. Freeman fires here. The 3-2 is hit in the air to left field and hit well. Hicklin ranging back. He's going to have room, and he'll make the catch for out number three. The Clippers no runs on a hit in the top of the sixth inning. Lead 10-4 with Omaha coming up after this.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics. Official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Bottom of the sixth inning, and new pitcher on for the Columbus Clippers. Nick Michalacik will take over on the hill. He'll face the bottom third of the order. Clay Dungan, Jose Briseño, and Angelo Castellano are the first three scheduled batters for the Omaha Storm Chasers. Dungan with a home run solo shot back in the second inning. He has the only hit for the, well, go back to the six-hitter, Colton Brewer, 6-7-8-9. Just one hit today. Clippers lead 10 runs on 10 hits, no errors, to Omaha's 4 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. Michalacik, the right-hander, out of Parkland, Florida, 24 years of age, 6'2", 206 pounds. And he throws a first pitch called strike to Dungan, 0-1. Peyton Battenfield in line for the win. He goes 5 innings. Gave up 4 runs on 6 hits. Battenfield walked 3, struck out 2. Two-one pitch is high, so not an outing you'll hang in the Louvre, but Battenfield was able to navigate his way through. Gave up a run in the first, two in the second, and then settled in quite nicely. Next pitch from Michalacik, high and away. Michalacik has not had a lot of success here at Warner Park.
Next pitch, swung on and missed, 3-2. This is his fourth appearance against the Storm Chasers, and he's 0-1 with an 8.10 earned run average. 3 1/3 innings, he has allowed 3 runs on 3 hits and given up 2 home runs. Here's a flare down the left field line. It's going to fall into no man's land. Clay Dungan cruises for second base. He is in with a leadoff double. Just well-placed wedge shot up and down over toward the left field line. Fry and Brennan just too far away to make a play on it. So the bad luck continues for Mike Ilogic here. He served up a walk-off grand slam to Jimmy Govern when the Clippers were in town the first time, and then his first appearance in this series allowed a home run. Facing Jose Briseño. Briseño walked and scored in the second inning, takes high for ball one. Mike Ilogic on the season outside of those outings has been very good. 3 of his 4 earned runs allowed have come here. 22 innings in 22 appearances, has a 1.64 ERA. 21 strikeouts against 11 walks. Missed the zone again to Briseño. 2 balls, no strikes. Here comes the next pitch, and it's well high, 3-0. The pitch. Inside, he walked him. A 4-pitch walk to Briseño. That's the second time today the Clippers have walked Briseño on 4 pitches. So here's a 9-hitter, Angelo Castellano. Looks like you're going to get a pinch runner here. William Hancock will run at first base for Briseño. It feels like an odd situation for a pinch runner. Down 6 runs in the middle innings. But that's what we're going to have. So Hancock will stay in and catch. Mike Ilogic goes to work, and the first pitch is hit into center field for a base knock. Benson takes it on a hop, but the run will score from second. Dungan touches home, and it's 10-5. Back to the top of the order for Dairon Blanco, who is 2-for-3 today. An RBI double in the second, a single in the fifth. Fry in tight at third base. Blanco takes the first pitch fastball, strike on the outside corner. From the set, Mike Ilogic delivers, and a fastball is high and away. So Mike Ilogic struggling here. Thirteen pitches, only 5 for strikes. Next pitch, that's a good one. A breaking ball with good life, swung on and missed. One 2 count, Mike Ilogic in a deep crouch as he looks in for his sign. Moves to his upright set position and delivers outside, 2-2. Quite a fracas in L.A. today. Seattle Mariners and the L.A. Angels had a benches clearing incident after a hit by pitch. There were quite a few punches thrown in that one. the mob of players, once they got together, just seemed to kind of move as a mass. Sideline on the third base side, then over to the side wall, just outside of the dugout, and then they moved as one back out onto the field. Jesse Winker was the man hit by the pitch right at the center of it, and he didn't charge the mound. He actually charged the Angels' dugout. Here comes a 3-2 from Mike Olachek, and it's a called third strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 93. Blanco thought he had ball four. Instead, he is the first out of the inning. Here's Nick Prado. And watching the video, one of the things that will never cease to crack me up is watching what happens with the relief pitchers from the bullpen. The pitch is at the knees for a called strike. They all come racing in from the same part of the outfield where the bullpens come in left field. Two different colored jerseys, blue and red, running side by side to get into the fracas. Here's the 1-1 pitch, fouled straight back to the screen. And it's 0-2 against Prado. Now, let's say this were hockey and a fight had broken out. The bullpen personnel might get out onto the field, but then they would just lock up with somebody out in the corner and not waste the time to run 380 feet to home plate to get into the scrum. But instead, a dozen guys or more run in from the outfield right next to each other to get to home plate and then lock up. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Mike Olachek. Does away with Nick Prado. To me, it seems like a lot of wasted energy. If you're going to have to fight somebody, you want to be as fresh as you can. Not get in a 100-yard dash before you start with the fisticuffs. Now, it was more of a 100-yard mosey, to be fair. Nate Eaton at the plate. Righty-righty matchup. Fastball is inside 1-0. 10-5, Clippers leading here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Omaha has scored a run. They are threatening for more. And with one swing of the bat, this is a two-run ball game. Mike Olachek trying to prevent that. Is 1-0. Is off the outside corner. Two balls and nothing. And Vinny Pasquantino looming in the on-deck circle. He just missed a big home run last time up. Mike Olachek looks to second, turns and fires, and an excuse-me check swing fouled to the dirt. If you are of the Twitterverse, Bally Sports West tweeted out the video. You can see for yourself. Winker was hit on the hip and took exception to something that somebody in the other dugout was saying. Here's a fly ball, center field, down for a base knock. Benson comes up with it, but another run will score. Nate Eaton comes through with an RBI single. That plates William Hancock, the pinch runner for Briseño. And now, yeah, looks like that's going to do it for Mike Olachek. Here comes the Clippers skipper Andy Tracy with Pasquantino coming to the plate with the ability to make this a one-run ball game. The Clippers will go to the bullpen, so we'll step away and tell you about the new reliever on the other side of these words. Bottom of the sixth. Fans, this game's not over. It's a 10-6 contest.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important. Vinny Pasquantino is the batter. One for two on the day. Singled in the first inning. Grounded to first base in the third inning. Walked in the fifth after just missing a home run down the right field line. And Pasquantino stands in the left-handed batter's box to face Jake Jewell. Jewell, 6'2", 217-pounder from Norman, Oklahoma. Pitch in the major leagues for the Angels, Dodgers, San Francisco, and Chicago Cubs. And his first pitch is off the outside corner for ball one. Jewell making his 24th Clippers appearance. One win, two losses, a 2.51 earned run average. Better than a strikeout per inning. 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio. Delivers to Pasquantino and misses down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Now, the league is hitting just 194 against him. But this is arguably the league's best hitter right here. And the pitch to him is low. Three balls, no strikes. Jewell from the belt. He deals. And it's inside for ball four. A four-pitch walk, that is the third four-pitch walk issued by Clippers pitchers today. Five walks overall. Here's Michael Massey. Massey's had a huge game. Two for three with a pair of RBI doubles. And if you can believe it, the tying run is at the plate. The Clippers led 10-3. It's now 10-6. The pitch to the backstop, and it bounces so hard off the padded wall that it goes right back to Bo Naylor, and the runners have to hold. What a break for the Clippers. Jewell has thrown five pitches, zero strikes. Veteran right-hander holds and throws the 1-0. That's a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That gets him into the count 1-1. Massey has two home runs in 44 Triple-A at-bats, batting .318 for the Storm Chasers. Here comes the 1-1. And it is down and in, smothered by Naylor. Two balls and a strike. Massey waits. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and he swings and fouls it down the left field line. 2-2. Jewell can minimize the damage here with one more strike to Massey. Two-two pitch. Again, a run-saving stop by the catcher, Bo Naylor, on a pitch in the dirt. Full count. Bases loaded. Merry-go-round will begin.
This feels like a critical moment in this ball game. And the home crowd understands that, trying to get behind the Storm Chasers. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air to left field, hit pretty well. Brennan over toward the line, it's sinking, and he can't make the catch, and now it's behind him. Three runs are going to score, and it's a three-run double for Michael Massey, his third RBI double of the ball game. Brennan had only one opportunity, and that was to lay out for the baseball. He was going to catch it, or it was going to bounce beyond him. Best case scenario, he takes it on the short hop there, and maybe two runs score. Well, here we are, 10-9 now, with the potential tying run in the scoring position for Brewer Hicklin. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. I hate to say I told you so. When the Clippers were up 10-3, I said this game is not over. This environment, this opponent, they can score runs in bunches, and they've done it. This is a five-run inning now. Jewell delivers, and he hit him. Drilled Brewer Hicklin in the back. They're at first and second now for Clay Dungan, who started this mess with a double. Nick Michalacik, two-thirds of an inning, four runs earned, three hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. That's his final line on the day. Pitch hit high in the air to right field. Nolan Jones fighting the sun, and the ball is going to fall in. Oh, boy. Two more runs are in, and Omaha has the lead. Jones looking right up into the afternoon sun. Couldn't find it. It falls 20 feet in front of him. Clay Dungan with his second double of the inning. His third extra base hit of the ball game, and the Clippers trail at 11-10. What a turn of events. Each club with a seven-run inning today. Jewell pitches and gets a swing and a miss from the batter who was originally in this inning a pinch runner. New catcher, William Hancock. Not Herbie Hancock. He swings to the next pitch and comes up empty. 0-2. Hancock just swung at a pitch 3 feet in front of home plate for strike three. They'll throw down to first for the final out. 6 2-out runs score for the Omaha Storm Chasers. 7 in the inning, and they now have an 11-10 lead as we go to the seventh. Strap in, folks. This is going to be a long one.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Are you ready? At Lowe's, every pro is an MVP to us, no matter how big or small your business is. Earn back when you spend, get exclusive offers and paint rewards. It all adds up to help level up your business. Join Lowe's MVP's Pro Rewards and Partnership Program today. Minimum purchase required. Earnings and paint rewards awarded as Lowe's e-gift cards. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Valid through 12/31/22. See Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Subject to change. U.S. only.
It's the Ben Maller Show.
Say ah!
And Ben loves the guys he works with.
Like Eddie Garcia.
He's like Frankenstein.
Justin Cooper.
He's Herman Munster.
And Roberto Flores.
He's a lumberjack.
And if he could, he'd give them all max contracts. Right, Ben?
I would not give any of these guys 10-plus year contracts.
Well, all right then.
It's the Ben Maller Show.
Weeknights.
2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
That's a one-run ball game. 11-10. Omaha on top of the Columbus Clippers. Each team has a seven-run frame. Clippers got theirs in the fourth inning, erasing a 3-1 deficit. Two more runs in the fifth inning gave them a 10-3 lead. Not only is the lead gone, but the Clippers now trail with the bottom third of the order coming up. Colin Snyder on to pitch for the Storm Chasers. Mitch Tolman will face him. Tolman doubled and scored in the fifth inning. 1-for-3. Snyder's first pitch is a fastball for a called strike on the inside corner. Missed his spot as the catcher Hancock had to lunge with the catcher's mitt. He was set up outside. The pitch was inside. Tolman swings and it's a topper out towards the mound. Snyder comes to get it, throws him out 1-3. Well, you've had some pretty big emotional swings in this ball game for both clubs. Omaha came out firing early, had a 3-1 lead, only to see the Clippers tear their hearts out in the fourth, scoring seven runs, sending 12 men to the plate. And obviously, if you're Columbus, you feel pretty good with a seven-run lead. And you should, as Brooks swings and fouls away the first pitch. But, as noted throughout the course of this broadcast, you can't be comfortable with any lead here in Omaha. But this Storm Chasers club that is hitting very, very well right now. And that's exactly what happened. Storm Chasers scored one run in the fifth to make it 10-4. And I don't know what it is. 10-3 sounds like a huge lead. 10-4 is a six-run advantage, and that's very hard to overcome. But it just sounds like a difference. And there obviously is a difference, one run. But then the seven-run sixth inning came. And the Storm Chasers now are feeling good while the Clippers may have their daubers down a little bit here. Brooks fouled away the 0-1. It's 0-2 against the Clippers' first baseman. He homered his last time up. It's a multi-hit game for Brooks. And make it three hits as he scorches one up the middle. A clean base hit. And Brooks has himself a three-hit game. He's been hitting very well as of late. His last 14 games, Brooks is batting .304. That'll go up. Now 9 extra base hits in his last 15 games. So he's aboard representing the tying run, and Jose Fermin the batter. Fermin has not had a good day at the plate. He's flied to center field and a couple of infield pop-ups, a chance to do some damage here. First pitch fastball is outside 1-0. So both teams have landed big blows on a warm summer afternoon here in Omaha, Nebraska. This might just be a battle of who can throw the last punch. Fermin fouls away the 1-0, make it a ball and a strike. Columbus will be glad to not come back to Warner Park this year. They have blown three leads in this matchup of five runs or more against the Storm Chasers here at Warner Park. 1-1 pitch, hit in the air to center field, hit pretty well. Blanco racing back, and that ball's going to go all the way over his head and all the way to the wall. Trenton Brooks got a late start, but they're going to send him around. Here comes the relay. A good throw is going to get him. The throw is not in time. He slides in safe. A head-first dive. The throw is a bit to the first base side from the cutoff man. And Brooks, with a great slide to the back slide of the back side of the plate, eluded the tag of Hancock, and Fermin goes on to third base. For Jose Fermin, that is his second extra base hit since hitting a grand slam here in Omaha way back on May 4th. His first extra base hit in well over a month, a double against St. Paul on May 15th. We are tied at 11, go-ahead run at third, and Will Benson to the plate. First pitch, he takes low for ball one. So an RBI double for Fermin, goes to third base on the throw. Infield in. Will Benson has been on base three times today, but without the aid of a hit. He's walked in the first, fourth, and fifth. Pitch to him here is low, two balls and nothing. Back to scratch here in the top of the seventh inning. 22 runs on 23 hits. Two errors for the Storm Chasers. Benson takes inside 3-0. The first Storm Chasers error didn't cost them. They're going to issue ball four here to Benson. They won't even bother throwing the fourth pitch. So he'll take first, runners on the corners. Now what that does is put a double play in order, with Alex Call coming to the plate. Call's been on a bit of a good stretch here for the Clippers. He is the top on-base percentage hitter in the International League this year. Dane Johnson, the pitching coach, out to the mound to have a word. Call has hit into two double plays this season. If he can put the ball in play and avoid the twin kill, there's a good chance the Clippers can retake the lead here. What a game. Last night was an interesting affair, but in a very, very different way. The Clippers held on after Omaha rallied in the ninth inning. Clippers finally got the final out for a 3-2 win. Five total runs yesterday. Now, there were 19 hits, so we're not that far away in hits from yesterday to today, but what those hits have produced has been vastly different. Jose Fermin at third base. He's got speed, and if a ball gets away, he's going to score. First pitch, Call swings and fouls it off his leg. Will Benson at first leads the team in stolen bases. He's got 13 of them. Fermin is second with 7. Third baseman Dungan in even with the bag. Middle infield looking for a double play ball. Call waits, the 0-1 pitch, check swing. Did he go? No. Just barely held back. It's 1-1. Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Now the 1-1 pitch. Fouled away, 1-2. Snyder, in two appearances for the Storm Chasers, does not have much success. The 1-2 pitch, fouled on the first base side. No wins, no losses, but a 33.75 earned run average. 5 runs on 2 hits in an inning in the third. He's walked 5 batters while striking out 1. The 1-2 pitch. Low and inside, 2-2. Schneider was added to the Royals' 40-man roster over the offseason. Got a non-roster invite to spring training where he pitched well over five appearances. Appeared in 48 games last year. 2-2 pitch. Hit to left field and hit well. Hicklin racing over toward the gap. He will make the catch. Scoring is Fermin, and the Clippers are on top again. It is 12-11 here in the seventh inning. So Call doesn't get a hit, but his sacrifice fly puts the Clippers back on top. Benson stays at first base. And here's Will Brennan with a chance for a three-hit game. Brennan doubled in the fourth inning and scored. Later on in the fourth, he had a two-run single. And he takes downstairs here for ball one. Brennan already has 10 multi-hit games in a Clippers uniform. This is his seventh two-hit game. He has 3 three-hit games and a four-hit game. David Fry has his 16th multi-hit game to lead the team. Here's a swing and a miss at a darting fastball, 1-1. Wonder if we'll see Will Benson try and get himself into scoring position here. I hate to take the bat out of this guy's hand if you get thrown out, but you'd love to have a man in scoring position. That ball's hit to right field. That ball's hit well, and it's going to get all the way to the wall over the head of Nate Eaton. Benson can fly. He's being waved around. The throw comes in over the cutoff man, and Benson scores standing up. You don't need a stolen base when you have Will Brennan. His third hit of the game, his third RBI, and the Clippers lead 13-11. Second double for Will Brennan. Now, Colin Snyder is having a time and not a good one. Here's David Fry. He's got a chance for a three-hit game. Swings and fouls the first pitch into the catcher's mitt, 0-1. And Fry wasn't even supposed to play today. He's come to the plate four times, but we'll only go in the box scores having three trips to the plate because he finished off the at-bat for Gabriel Arias when he was down in the count 1-2. So the strikeout in the first inning goes on Arias' record. Fry walked and scored his first time up in the fourth, singled his second time up in the fourth, and doubled in the sixth inning. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Brennan leads from second base. Clippers on top 13-11. And the pitch. Slow ground ball. Third base side. It kicks foul. There's a swing and a high pop-up foul on the right side. That'll get out of play. This is the fourth time this year the Clippers have allowed 10 or more runs. They have won two of the three games. 15-12 win against Syracuse back on April the 15th. 15-11 win against Toledo June 2nd. The first time they allowed 10 runs and lost against St. Paul. Here's a pickoff attempt at second base, and Brennan is just back. St. Paul beat him 11-10 on June 19th in the wrap-up of that series at Huntington Park. to split it three games apiece. So this is the fourth game where the Clippers and their opponents have both scored double digits. I wonder if that's a season record. The 1-2 inside a breaking ball. Snyder ready, looks to second base, kicks and deals, and misses low and away with a fastball, full count. Now the pitch, and it's hit on the ground left side of the infield. Castellano has it. Long throw across the diamond in time for out number three. But a three-run frame for the Columbus Clippers has them back on top, leading 13-11, heading to the seventh inning stretch.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
New pitcher on for the Clippers, left-hander Adam Scott. Adam Scott started the year in the Clippers rotation, but has been moved to the bullpen. He's made his last four appearances out of the Clippers' pen. He is 3-2 on the season with a 6.65 earned run average. The nine-hitter Angelo Castellano will lead things off in the bottom of the seventh inning. Runs aplenty in this one. 13 runs on 13 hits for the Clippers. 11 runs on 11 hits for the Storm Chasers. They have committed two errors, one of which led to two unearned runs. Scott throws a breaking ball for a strike. Another one is swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Well, I don't know how long Scott will go in this game. He has not been a long man out of the bullpen. His appearances have been about an inning, but certainly has the ability to go three frames. If he's effective here, he could finish off the ball game. The 1-2 pitch is hit on the ground to the shortstop. Boy, it took a funky hop there on Mitch Tolman. He stuck with it, made the catch just about cheek high, and a good strong throw to first retires Castellano for out number one. Here's Dairon Blanco. Blanco is 2-for-4 today with a single and a double and an RBI. He struck out twice. Adam Scott's last appearance came 2 days ago here against the Storm Chasers, allowed a run on no hits in one inning of work. Walked a man who came around to score. A Corners in tight, guarding against a possible bunt against the Speedy Blanco, who's, well, he didn't swing. It was a called strike. On 1-1, make it two balls and a strike to the center fielder. Scott's pitch, that's right there for strike two. Lefty into the motion, and the pitch is hit on the first base side. That's a fair ball just inside the line, and that's going to be a double. Ground ball that just had some English was fair by less than a foot. Kicks off the sidewall by the time Nolan Jones can get to it. Dairon Blanco, who can run, has himself a double. And brings up Nick Prado. Now again, you're into this part of the batting order that becomes very, very dangerous. Prado, Eaton, Pasquantino, and Massey. Two are established AAA players with offensive bona fides, and the other two are new to this level but are off to very, very good starts. Man on, man out, lefty-lefty matchup. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Curveball to the backstop. Blanco on to third base. Wild pitch gives Blanco an extra 90 feet. Prado with the plate representing the tying run. The pitch. Curveball smoked to right field, and that ball is going to one hop the wall. A run is in. Prado heads for second. Here comes a throw from Nolan Jones. It is not in time. RBI double. 13-12. Here's Nate Eaton. Eaton was held 0-for-3 through the first five innings, but in the sixth had an RBI base hit and came around to score a run in that seven-run frame. Swings the first pitch, fouls it away. The 0-1. Fastball nubbed out past the mound, out to second base. Fermin's got it, throws to first in time for the out. Prado moves to third, so now you can't throw a wild pitch or pass ball without giving up the lead. Fans have gotten their money's worth today. 25 combined runs. First pitch, just a little bit low to Vinny Pasquantino. Pretty well located from Adam Scott, but he didn't get the call there. Pasquantino is 1-for-2 today. Single, ground out, walk, walk. Next pitch, off the outside corner. Obviously, you pitch this guy carefully in this situation with a tying run at third base and himself representing the go-ahead run. But Michael Massey in the on-deck circle has had a massive game. There's a pitch in the dirt, gets away. Prado coming to the plate. The tag is not in time. We are tied again at 13. Pitch in the dirt. Bo Naylor could not smother it. It just squirted off to the first base side. And we will today, at least, match the season-high run total in a Clippers game. Previous high was 27. It is now 26 and tied at 13. So somebody else will have to score to win it. And Pasquantino takes the 3-0 outside for ball four. He's aboard for Michael Massey. Massey today, three doubles, five runs batted in. First pitch to Massey is outside for ball one. The pitch, breaking ball, hit on the ground, foul on the first base side. Both clubs, 13 runs on 13 hits. Omaha has committed two errors, the Clippers none. And it's only the seventh inning. Massey takes a fastball just off the outside corner, two balls and one strike. Scott holds the belt and delivers. Breaking ball hit through the right side of the infield. Diving stop by Fermin from shallow right. Throws to first. Not in time. Massey beats it out. And that'll push Pasquantino to second base. Just too far to go that time for Fermin to have time to make the play. Four-hit game for Massey. And it brings up Brewer Hicklin. Action in each bullpen. Zach Willeman throwing for the Storm Chasers, Justin Garza for the Clippers. And here comes Rigo Beltran to have a word. Adam Scott trying to get through an inning of work. He has allowed two runs. The Clippers' 13-11 lead is gone. 13 apiece here. Fans, present your valid AAA member card for ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games for the kids at Huntington Park on AAA member night. The next one coming up July 6th against the Nashville Sounds. Brewer Hicklin does not have a hit today, but was hit by a pitch in the sixth inning and came around to score. First pitch swinging, it's a high fly ball to right field. That's deep. That's way gone. Three-run home run for Brewer Hicklin. And the Storm Chasers are back on top, 16-13. Pitch out over the plate. And Hicklin gets his first hit of the game. It's a big one. .418 shot to right field. Base is clear for Clay Dungan, who takes a called strike. Five runs on four hits for the Storm Chasers here in the seventh inning. And a swing and a foul ball to the on-deck circle nearly took out Will Hancock. Quickly, 0-2. Scott into the motion. Breaking ball, that's hit high in the air to right field and deep. Nolan Jones back at the wall, can only turn and watch it go. Back-to-back home runs for the Storm Chasers. Six runs here in the inning. They have a six-run frame and a seven-run inning today. And the Clippers now trail it by four. 30 runs combined today. Will Hancock struck out to end the seven-run sixth inning. Breaking ball, strike one. 13 runs for the Storm Chasers in the last two innings. Next pitch is a little bit up. One ball, one strike. Next pitch low from Scott. Left-hander goes to work again, and a swing and a foul ball. The bat is lost. It goes to the backstop as well. And it's 2-2. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All home and away games are streamed live, and the only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout and save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Curveball, strike three called on the inside corner. Hancock cannot believe it, but the inning is over. Storm Chasers again send nine men to the plate, score six runs, and they turn a two-run deficit into a four-run lead. 17-13, Chasers over Clippers as we go to the eighth inning.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Thanks for helping me out, Joe. Can I get you a glass of water?
Great, thanks. No offense, Bill, but this water tastes terrible.
Ugh. Yeah, sorry about that. When you buy a new house, you never think to taste the water, do you?
I've actually got several friends around Columbus that have the same issue.
They all called Leaf Home Water Solutions for a free water test.
What, free water test?
Yeah, they come to your home to test your water for free and recommend a custom water treatment solution that can take care of all kinds of nasty stuff like toxins, heavy metals, and bacteria.
Ooh, I don't want my family drinking that.
Definitely not. You need a water treatment system from Leaf Home Water Solutions. It removes the harmful contaminants and makes your water clear, clean, and safe.
Thanks, Joe. I'm calling Leaf Home Water Solutions today.
Call 866-549-7426 now or go to goodwatertest.com for your free home water test. And make sure you and your home have safe, healthy water. Call 866-549-7426 now or go to goodwatertest.com for your free in-home water test. Don't wait. Call 866-549-7426. 866-549-7426.
Love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Count.
If you like offense, have I got a game for you. The Columbus Clippers and Omaha Storm Chasers have combined for 30 runs today. Now, the bad news is the Clippers are on the short end of a 13-17 score. Zach Willman on to pitch for Omaha. Willeman will face Nolan Jones, Bo Naylor, and Mitch Tolman. Jones is 1-for-4 today with a home run and two runs scored. Naylor, 1-for-4 today with a home run. Tolman, 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored. The only Clipper without a hit today, Will Benson, has been on base more than anybody. He has walked four times and scored two runs. Pitch inside to Nolan Jones. One ball, no strikes. Next pitch hit on the ground softly to first base. Prado scoots it. And we'll pick it up and throw to first. Nolan Jones was a bit slow getting out of the box, but he will reach on the third Storm Chasers error. Brings up Bo Naylor. Naylor swings and it's a double play ball to second base. Go to second for one. The relay to first is in time for the twin kill. Two down, bases empty for Mitch Tolman. Williman wants a new baseball from the home plate umpire. He'll get it. Williman from Napoleon, Ohio, has not allowed a run in two appearances against the Clippers. Fastball to Tolman is up and in. On the season, Williman making his eighth appearance. One win, one loss. 4.70 earned run average. Next pitch, swung on and missed. 1-1. Willman has walked 7 against 11 strikeouts in 7 2/3. Next pitch, check swing, called strike, 1-2. Next pitch, fastball, well up out of the zone, 2-2. Next pitch, popped up, right side of the infield. Prado waits for it, makes the catch, and the Clippers are gone. No runs, no hits, one error, nobody left aboard. Bottom of the eighth after this, Columbus trailing it by 4. Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Justin Garza on to pitch for the Clippers as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Omaha leading 17-13. Angelo Castellano will lead things off. Castellano was the leadoff man in the seventh inning. Takes a called strike from Garza, 0-1. Six-run seventh inning for the Omaha Storm Chasers. They were down 13-11, now up 17-3. Swings and misses at the next pitch. Does Castellano down the count 0-2. Garza the right-hander. Kicks and fires. And a fastball off the inside corner at 95 miles per hour makes it 1-2. Garza from Glendora, California. Made his major league debut last year in 2021. Pitched his way from Columbus to Cleveland. Pitched well for the Guardians. There's a ground ball left side. Second hop, David Fry has it. Throws to first in time. One away. The 17 runs for the Storm Chasers, not their season high. That came back on May the 25th. Just over a month ago in a 19-0 blasting of the Louisville Bats. First pitch from Garza to Dairon Blanco is up and in for ball one. I wonder, going back in International League history, how far back you have to go for a bigger win than that. 19-run victory. Not only scoring 19, but shutting out the opposition. Jackson Coar got the win that day. 1-1 pitch, just off the inside corner. This ball game, Omaha having scored 17 runs on 16 hits, is still in question because the Clippers have scored 13 runs on 13 hits. Now, a 4-run ball game in the eighth typically seems like a blowout with, and not maybe a blowout, but a pretty wide open game with a low chance of a comeback. But the way things have gone today, who knows? Here's a pop-up, first base side, and foul territory into the seats. 2-2. Or excuse me, 3 balls and 2 strikes to count to Blanco. And this ball game has vacillated back and forth like the Ocean Motion ride at Cedar Point, which I don't even think exists anymore. It was 1-0, then 1-1, then 3-1. Storm Chasers were on top, then the Clippers were on top by an 8-3 score. It was a swing and a foul ball. And then it was 10-3 Columbus after the fourth inning. Check that, after the top of the fifth inning was 10-3, then 10-4 when the Storm Chasers scored a run in the bottom of the fifth. And then the Clippers' 10-4 lead became an 11-10 deficit. Storm Chasers scored 7 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Clippers came right back to score 3 runs in the top of the seventh to take the lead back. But that lead disappeared before the next time the Clippers came to bat. 3-2 pitch from Garza, and it is low for ball four. Man on and a man out for Nick Prado. Prado. 17-13. Prado has just 1 hit today. But it was a big one. It kind of got the ball rolling there in that seventh inning. Dairon Blanco had doubled, and Prado brought him home with a double to make it a 1-run ball game. He then scored on a wild pitch to tie it at 13. But the Storm Chasers were nowhere near done. Garza delivers off speed, and Prado swings and misses. He was out in front, and it's 0-2. Blanco at first base with good wheels. He's aboard for the fourth time today. There he goes. Here's the pitch. It's high. The throw from Naylor, and he nailed him. Blanco caught stealing. Tolman put the tag right between his shoulder blades, and there are two away. Great throw from Bo Naylor. It's a 1-ball, 2-strike count to Prado. Well, I don't know if this is a sign of anything or not, but all of a sudden there are vultures circling here at Warner Park. Next pitch to Prado, swung on and missed. Clippers coming up in the top of the ninth inning, needing 4 runs to tie this one. They are down 17-13.
This is The Herd.
Attention listeners.
With Colin Cowherd.
The player that some in the building in Los Angeles think is going to give them something he once had, and he's not, is AD. It's over. He's not committed, he's brittle, and he's declining. There's no proof that Kyrie's declining. Kyrie's just flaky. But remember in the last several months that Kyrie Irving had a breakthrough. And we talked about it on this show. He said, he acknowledged, the LeBron breakup was my fault. Boom, that's it. LeBron not only can lead the league in scoring still, LeBron is a brilliant passer, a Magic Johnson level passer that will get you great three looks. AD's not a three ball shooter. Westbrook's not a shooter, period. So Kyrie solves an issue. Not all of them.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Wow.
Weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Former Clipper Brad Peacock is on the pitch to try and slam the door here. This is not a save situation. It's a four-run advantage. And so the Clippers have their backs up against the wall on a day where the runs have flowed like wine. 30 of them combined, 17 belonging to the Storm Chasers. On a day where the opposition commits three errors and allows 13 runs, the Clippers are going to need a big frame here in the ninth inning. Trenton Brooks has had a big day, three hits. 8-9-1 due up for Columbus. Brooks, Fermin, Benson. Brooks swings and misses out in front of an off-speed pitch. Brad Peacock has been dynamite, frankly, out of the Storm Chasers bullpen. 26 appearances, a 1.86 ERA. A one pitch. Off the outside corner. He has three saves, 29 innings, 34 strikeouts against 13 walks. Seven runs on 28 hits. Opponents batting .252 against him. The offering is at the knees for a called strike. Peacock was a Clipper to begin last season. Eleven appearances for Columbus. A lot of them as a starter, also pitched in a piggyback situation out of the bullpen a few times, and then was traded to Boston, where he made a couple of appearances in the majors for the Red Sox. 1-2 pitch, fouled away. Red Sox beat the Guardians today 8-3 to sweep that series at Progressive Field. Here's the pitch, and it's rolled on the first base side, and it is booted. That's the fourth error of the ball game. I don't know. They may give a hit because that was a slow developing play. Michael Massey was shuffling toward the right field line, trying to get himself in front of the baseball. So it's either the... It is going to be called an error, either the fourth error for the Storm Chasers or the fourth hit for Trenton Brooks. It'll go as an E4. Well, if you're the Clippers, they probably don't care. You'd love, obviously, Brooks to get the hit, but base runners is what you need, and they have one here. Fermin takes a breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1. Jose Fermin had an RBI double in the seventh inning, came around to score a run to give the Clippers the lead. It was his first extra base hit since mid-May. Swings here and misses. He's down in the count, 0-2. Next pitch, slow ground ball, third base side. It's going to roll foul. There's the pitch. And it's off the inside corner. Almost hit him. Next offering hit on the ground towards the shortstop, and that ball's bobbled. They'll get an out on the fielder's choice, going 6-4, but no double play. That should have been a twin kill. Boy, Omaha has played terribly defensively today, but 17 runs will make up for a lot of defensive miscues. Man on and a man out. Will Benson has walked four times today and takes inside for ball one. Peacock holds, now fires, and nibbles the inside corner for a called strike. Lefty batter, righty pitcher. Here's the 1-1, and it's just off the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. Benson is eminently patient. Leads the Clippers in home runs and stolen bases. 12 of the former, 13 of the latter. Here's the pitch. And it is low and inside. Three balls and a strike. He now has a .399 on-base percentage. The pitch. Called a strike. At the top of the zone over the outside corner. That'll fill it up. Benson, the only Clipper without a hit today. But four walks and two runs scored. Here comes the pitch to him, and it's low for ball four. How about Will Benson? Five walks today. Well, now the tying run is in the on-deck circle. Can Alex Call reach base? He's come up five times today. He had a RBI double and a run scored back in the second. Had a sacrifice fly in the seventh inning, so he is one for four. And Will Brennan is in the on-deck circle. Brennan has a three-hit day. Peacock peeks to second base, turns and fires, and a slider is outside for ball one. Alex Call doesn't walk as often as Will Benson, but he's got 39 on the year. Peacock goes to work, and a hard ground ball, left side base knock. They will hold the runner at third base. Fermin stays put. The bases are loaded, and Will Brennan represents the tying run. Brennan has two home runs in AAA. They have both been opposite field shots down the left field line. Today, the wind is blowing out toward right field. Dane Johnson, the pitching coach, out to have a word with Brad Peacock. Peacock has one blown save on the year. Will Brennan has, I mean, you want to talk about a clutch performer. He has been it. I've run through the numbers today. If you have joined us late, Brennan with runners in scoring position coming into play today. These numbers have increased, which is hard to believe. Runners in scoring position, Will Brennan batting over .460, .464 to be precise. Runners in scoring position, two outs, he's batting over .500. Today he has driven in three runs, Double in the fourth inning. Again in the fourth inning, came up and drove in two runs with a base hit, an RBI double in the seventh. Is there magic in that bat right now? First pitch swing in, he took a monster cut and fouled it away. Brad Peacock has only allowed one home run on the season in 29 innings. Veteran right-hander, 2017 World Series winner with the Houston Astros. Here comes the 0-1, and that is low, one ball, one strike. David Fry has had a nice series. He is in the on-deck circle. Barring a double play, he'll get a crack at it. Peacock shakes, now steps off the back of the rubber. Now he's ready. Looks to second base, turns and fires. And it's fouled away again. Breaking ball. Brennan down in the count, 1-2. Boy, it's almost too much to ask for Brennan to come through in this situation. Already three hits today. Three runs batted in. The 1-2 pitch. Hard ground ball. Prado's got it. He's going to go to second for one. The relay to first is not in time. Well, Prado, remember earlier, fired one into left field on a play similar to that. Fielder's choice. Goes 3-6. A run scores. Another RBI for Will Brennan, his fourth of the ball game, and still the tying run at the plate in the person of David Fry. Fry has two hits today. He reached twice in the fourth on a walk and a single, and he doubled in the sixth inning. Fry has 11 home runs on the year, one shy of the team lead. 17-14 ball game. The pitch from Peacock, and it is in for a called strike. A 1-1 pitch. Runner from first takes off, and it's fouled away. Clippers down to their final strike here. What a battle today has been. Each of the last two games, dramatic affairs in the late going in very, very different ways. Peacock trying to slam the door here. Ahead in the count, 0-2. Fry waits. Here comes the pitch. And it is over but low, not by much. Home crowd wanted a called third strike. The pitch. Popped up, shallow left center field. Racing out Castellano. Hicklin coming in. Dyron Blanco dives into the frame and makes the catch for out number three. What a game here again for the second straight day at Werner Park. But unfortunately, the Clippers come out on the short end of this one. Final score, 17-14. We'll be back after this.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donatos. Every piece is important.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Well, time for the post-game show here from Warner Park, and this one might take a while to recap. 31 runs combined on 30 hits, 4 errors. All the errors belong to the Omaha Storm Chasers, but when the smoke cleared, and there was plenty of that, the Storm Chasers get the win 17-14 against the Clippers. Omaha scored first today with a run in the first on 2 hits, and then they scored again 2 more in the second inning, answering a run from the Clippers. Nolan Jones had his first home run of the season. Clay Dungan had a homer in the second. That was one of 2 runs for the Storm Chasers. And then the Clippers got going offensively. In the fourth inning, Columbus scored 7 times on 6 hits. They grabbed the lead, and the Clippers would score 2 more runs in the fifth inning to make it a 10-3 ball game. But from then on, mostly Storm Chasers doing the damage. 7 runs in the sixth, 6 runs in the seventh to take the lead back from the Clippers. Columbus had rallied in the top of the seventh for 3 runs of their own. And, 17 runs, too much to overcome for the Clippers today. Final totals, Columbus 14 runs, 14 hits, no errors, 8 men left on base for Omaha. 17 runs on 16 hits. They committed 4 errors and stranded 6. Colin Snyder gets the win despite pitching poorly. He moves to 1-1 on the year. Adam Scott gets the loss. He is 3-3. The game took 3 hours, 13 minutes to play in front of 6,072 here at Warner Park today. The series is a 6-game split. The Clippers win 3 and lose 3 and will head on to Iowa for a 6-game series beginning Tuesday from Principal Park. And, hopefully for the Clippers, they will have the same kind of offense that they had here at Warner Park, but maybe they'll be able to prevent a few more runs. We will see starting on Tuesday. It'll be a 7:38 first pitch, 6:38 local time in Iowa. We've got some odd start times there. They start on the 08s, of course, but we'll bring you the Spectrum pregame show at the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. So at 6:30, we will take the air for Clippers baseball. I hope you'll be with us. For Tracy Watson, this is Ryan Mitchell from Omaha, Nebraska, letting you know that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. The Clippers lose today 17-14 to split a series against the Omaha Storm Chasers. Be with us Tuesday from Des Moines, Iowa. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.